The Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies who try to destroy our America. With his faithful Filipino valet, Cato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with racketeers and saboteurs, risking his life that criminals and enemy spies will feel the weight of the law by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reed in the thrilling adventure, Dope versus the War Effort. The Green Hornet strikes again. It was during the night shift at the Buxton War Plant that one of the war workers, turning suddenly to speak to the man beside him, accidentally knocked the man's arm, causing him to drop the small wrench he held in his hand.
Hey.
Gee, I'm sorry, Ned. I didn't mean to knock against you like that.
Hey, you dumb cluck. Why don't you look what you're doing?
Ned, calm down. No need flying off the handle over a little thing like that. What's the matter with you lately, anyway?
I'll show you what's the matter with me, all right.
Hey, get hold of yourself. I don't want to fight with you.
Yeah, that's just too bad for you, then.
Hey, cut it out. Hey, watch out for them machines.
Ned, you've gone crazy. Cut it out.
I'll show you. Take this.
The machine! It's got my coat! Help! Help!
Stop them machines, somebody. He'll be killed.
Following morning, Britt Reed, young man about town and publisher of the Daily Sentinel, sat in his office talking to Ed Lowry, one of his reporters.
The Buxton War Plant certainly seems to be having its troubles lately, Lowry.
Yeah, Chief. That accident last night, the third one they've had in a week. The war worker was hurt pretty bad before they got that machine stopped.
Yes, and according to the story we have, it was a result of a fist fight with one of the other men.
Yeah. The guy who was hurt says the other worker jumped on him just because he accidentally knocked his arm. They got along well before that.
Things like that are not helping the war effort any. Perhaps the workers are jittery over the other two accidents that occurred there during the past week.
Well, according to witnesses who saw what happened last night, the war worker who was hurt tried to calm the other one down. But the guy flew into a rage and smacked him. Well, the cops took him down for questioning, of course. He's being held on an assault and battery charge.
Oh, hello, Axford.
Hey, hello, Reed. Hi, Lowry.
Well, Mike Axford, our would-be ace reporter.
None of your wisecracks, Lowry. Say, Reed, I just come from cops headquarters.
I bet the cops are glad you left.
Oh, that's so now. I'll have you know I'm the best-liked reporter around the press room. That I am. Sergeant Burke and me are just like that.
You seem to have a little trouble getting your fingers together, Axford.
Now listen here, Lowry.
Let him alone, Lowry. What's new at police headquarters, Axford? Anything that'll make news?
Sure. That's what I come in to tell you, Reed.
Well, get to the point, Axford.
Okay. Well, Sarge says the factory guy was smoking reefers, Reed.
Dope?
Yeah. When they searched him, they found a couple of marijuana cigarettes on him. And Reed, Sarge says he thinks them other two accidents was caused by the same thing. They can't get the guy to talk at all. But Sarge says he thinks he got him inside the factory.
Yeah, marijuana cigarettes, huh? What Sergeant Burke thinks is right, then there must be a dope ring operating inside the plant itself.
Sure. All they have to do is find the ones who's selling the stuff.
You sure make it sound mighty simple, Axford.
Perhaps if they could get the man to talk, it would be simple, Lowry. And for the sake of the war effort, I hope he does give the police the information they seek. Otherwise, the demoralizing effect of that insidious drug will be felt throughout the entire plant. It might well be a studied plan of certain parties to hinder the war effort. And at the same time, bring profit to themselves.
Sure, and you took the very words out of me mouth, Reed. That you did.
Axford, stick close to police headquarters today in case that man does talk. Be a good scoop for the Sentinel. I'd like to be able to disclose the names of those responsible for selling dope to the war workers of the Buxton plant. And I want to be sure we get that scoop.
Late that afternoon, the war worker, known as Ned, was released in custody of a lawyer who'd appeared at police headquarters to post bail. As the two men walked up the street, Ned heaved a sigh of relief.
Gee, it was nice of the boss to send you to get me out. He was throwing questions at me so fast and so long, I was afraid I couldn't hold out.
Yeah, the boss was afraid you might break under the grilling.
Where are you taking me now?
Well, a couple of the boys are right around the corner waiting in the car. Boss said you had to go with them.
I suppose he wants me to hide out for a while, huh?
Yeah, I guess he does. Well, there's the car. Here he is, boys. You take over from here.
Come on, get in, buddy.
Yeah. Where are we going?
Ain't he the dope, huh?
Hey, what's so funny, wise guy?
Yeah, don't mind him. Jitters always laughs like that. Can't help it, see?
Yeah, I don't have to like it.
Get going, boys. You've got your orders.
Yeah, we got our orders. Yeah.
So long, shyster. Tell the boss we'll see him later.
Boy, it's sure good to be away from them cops, believe me.
Maybe you'll be wishing he was back with them cops, Uslick. What a dope.
Hey, what do you mean by that crack, you laughing hyena? For two pins, I'd
hey,
push you right...
Hey, cut it out, you hear? Lay off, I tell you.
Okay. He better keep his trap shut.
I ain't worried, Dopey. I ain't a bit worried, see?
Ah, shut up, Jitters. There's no use of rubbing it in. Shut up.
Okay.
I hope I don't have to be around this goon very long. It's on my nerves, that crazy laughing.
Yeah, you won't be around him long, so don't worry about that.
Hey, what are you going up the river road for?
You'll find out soon enough, bud.
Sure you will.
Hey, look. I don't like the way you two guys are talking.
Ain't he the dope?
Well, I've had enough of this. I'm getting out of this car right now, do you hear?
Grab him, Jitters.
I'll show you, grinning baboon.
Look, a gun, see?
Oh, wait. I was only kidding, honest. Put that down.
He's scared, Slick, the dope.
Keep him covered till I stop the car.
What are you stopping for? What for?
Now, look, buddy. Maybe you didn't open your trap to the cops, but you did let them find some of them reefers in your pocket. Boss decided you ain't safe to have around. You get it?
Oh, let me go. I won't talk, honest. I'll go away where they can't find me.
Yeah, sure. That's the way we figure you'll do. Take a long trip. And even if they do find you, you won't talk. I'll get out.
What for? What are you going to do?
Should we tell them, Slick?
Oh, look, fellas, you can't get away with this.
Go on, get out.
Listen, give me a chance, won't you?
Sure, we'll give you a chance. Look, there's a river right over there. Start running. If you make it in 10 seconds, you won't stop one of Jitter's bullets. Now start running.
Well, let me go. I won't talk. Don't shoot. Don't let him do it. Don't shoot.
Look at him run, Jitter. Some speed, huh?
Just like a rabbit, he runs. Some dope.
Okay, Jitter, start shooting.
That evening, Britt Reed was in his office at the Sentinel building talking to Ed Lowry when the phone rang.
Hello?
Hello, Reed?
Yes, Axford, what is it?
Look, Reed, I'm down at cops headquarters. Remember the guy the cops brought down here from the Buxton plant? The one who had them dope cigarettes?
And what about him?
Plenty, Reed. Just wait till you hear.
Well, don't keep me waiting, Axford.
Well, some lawyer got him out this afternoon. And what do you think?
I'm not very good at guessing, Axford. Let's have it.
Well, get this now. He was found floating in the river a while ago. That he was. And Sarge says he was shot before he was thrown into the water.
Murdered, huh?
So now you don't think he shot himself and then jumped in, do you? Sure he was murdered. And Sarge says it was probably done by somebody who was afraid he'd spill the beans about where he got the dope he had.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Well, stick around there in case anything else breaks on the case.
Okay, Reed. So long.
Goodbye. Well, my guess about a dope ring operating in that war plant seems to be correct, Lowry.
Yeah? Well, what did Axford have to say, Chief?
That factory worker who had those marijuana cigarettes was bailed out this afternoon. Since then, he's been murdered to keep him quiet.
Is that a fact? Well, say, then there must be something going on over at the Buxton plant.
Yes, it looks that way.
Look, Chief, I got an idea.
What's on your mind?
Now, if I could get a job over there for a few days, maybe I could find out something. What do you think?
Well, it could be arranged through Mr. Buxton. It might be rather risky for you, Lowry.
Oh, I can take care of myself, Chief. It'd be a big scoop for the Sentinel if we could help the cops break the case.
A few days later, Lowry, who'd been installed in the Buxton plant as a war worker through the influence of Britt Reed, was working on the assembly line when he saw the foreman approaching.
Well, young fellow, how are you coming on here?
Oh, gradually getting the hang of it, Mr. Kane.
Well, it's all in getting used to the machines. Won't be long before you're as good as the next man.
Yeah, I guess that's right.
Well, there's a signal to knock off for lunch. I guess you're ready for a rest at that, eh?
Yeah. Being new at it, I do get a little tired.
Well, go eat your lunch. We'll pep you up for the afternoon shift. See you later.
Yeah, thanks.
A short time later, Lowry sat with a small group of workers who were eating their lunches. Deciding it was time to throw out a few feelers, he looked around at the group and then spoke.
Hey, this job sure wears a guy out. I'm tired already and the day's only half over.
Ah, you'll get used to it, buddy. Stop your griping.
Sure, it's for the war, ain't it?
Maybe he don't take the right vitamin.
Oh, yeah? Well, a guy does need something to pick him up with this sort of work. I guess it's time to get back to the grind.
What's the rush, bud? The gong ain't rung yet.
Yeah, but I don't want to have to sprint when it does. I'm tired enough already. Anyway, the others are going in.
Sure. They love their work, maybe. And they're used to it. But you now, you get tired easy.
Well, so what? There isn't anything I can do about it.
Oh, no? Maybe there is at that. If you know what to do.
I'll get you, fellow.
Listen, I can tell you something that'll really pick you up. Make you feel like a million.
Oh, yeah? They don't allow drinking here.
Don't be dumb. If you want to find out what I'm talking about, meet me after hours and I'll put you wise to something, see?
Say, maybe you have got something at that.
I'll say I have. Meet me outside the gate at closing time. I'm going in. See you later, maybe.
Last I got a bite. If that guy's talking about what I think he is, I'll get that scoop for the Sentinel or my name won't be Ed Lowry. Guy with a funny laugh now. Wonder who the guy is sitting in the car with him. Oh, see, you didn't forget me, fella.
No, I didn't forget. I knew you wouldn't either. Get in.
Okay.
Get going, Slick.
Hey, fella. Who's your friend?
Oh, yeah. You two ain't met yet. Slick. This is the punk I was telling you about.
Hey, what do you mean, punk?
So this is the guy the boss was talking about, eh?
I don't get this. What are you talking...
Ah, take it easy, Stooley. We know what you're after, and you come to the right party for it.
Well, it ain't gonna do you any good, see?
Hey, I'm getting out of this car. Do you hear?
Grab it, Jitters. I'll show you.
Oh. Hey, good slugging, Jitters.
What do we do with them, Slick?
Yeah, the boss wants this one brought back alive. Wants to find out if he got in touch with anybody before he lets us give him the works. So this sneaking punk thought he could put something over on the boss, eh? You get his just like that other guy. But good.
Well, We'll continue our Green Hornet adventure in just a moment. Now, back to our story. That evening, a few hours after Lowry had walked into the trap set for him by the dope peddlers, Britt Reed was in his office talking to his secretary, Lenore Case.
You tried to get Lowry at his home, Miss Case?
Yes, Mr. Reed. His landlady said he hadn't been in.
And you're positive there's been no call from him?
That's right, Mr. Reed.
That's strange. Lowry's been phoning me every evening after he left the war plant. It's been several hours now since he went off duty.
Maybe he has some sort of a lead. He decided to trail somebody or something like that.
In that case, he'd most certainly have gotten in touch with me. That was our understanding.
Perhaps he'll phone you later at your apartment.
Well, he might at that. You might as well go along home, Miss Case. I'll stay a while longer than I'm going to call the day, too.
All right, Mr. Reed. Good night.
Good night, Miss Case. I didn't want Miss Case to know it, but I'm really getting worried about Lowry. I'll wait just so long. And then if he doesn't call, I'll have to do what I can to locate him. Something tells me he's in trouble. And the sooner I find it out, the better.
Meantime, in their basement hideout on Water Street, not far from the factory, Slick and Jitters were waiting for further word from their boss. Lowry, still unconscious from the blow he'd received, lay with his hands and feet tied on a cot. Jitters was nervously moving about the room.
Hey, Jitters, why don't you sit down and stop snooping around?
I ain't tired, Slick.
What are you looking in that drawer for? That's a boss's stuff, you nosy dope.
Look what I found. A mask, see? Look it. I'm an outlaw. Put him up, Bozo. It's a sticker.
Ah, cut that clowning. You make me sick.
Look it, Slick. Now I'm the Green Hornet.
Listen, if you don't stop that... Hey, wait a minute. You gave me an idea, Jitters.
Yeah, what?
Remember the boss said this jerk was a Sentinel reporter who was trying to get the goods on us at the plant?
Yeah, but he ain't got nothing to report.
Ah, wait, listen, you laughing dope. The Sentinel's a paper what offers 25 grand for the capture of the Green Hornet.
They do? Gee, all that dough for him?
Sure, and the guy who owns the Sentinel is a swell by the moniker of Britt Reed. One of them playboy guys.
So what? He don't want to play with us?
Now look, the boss has us do all the dirty work and all the peddling, but he keeps all the dough, don't he?
Yeah. That's right, he does.
Now, look, with that mask, we could pull a fast one on the boss. Get ourselves a lot of dough and leave him to talk himself out of a mess. He could.
I ain't got no love for the boss. I'm listening.
Okay, here's a setup. You go phone the Sentinel newspaper office and tell them you know where the Green Hornet's got one of their reporters tied up.
Hey, are you crazy? I don't know nothing about the Green Hornet.
Yeah, for once, I scared that silly laugh out of you, didn't I? Now, listen, you lunkhead. We'll sock the boss in the head when he comes in, stick that mask on him, and tie him up. You get it? And you tell the guy who answers the phone at the Sentinel that if they make a good offer, we'll steer him to the Hornet and their punk reporter.
But they might send the cops, like.
Look, I'll tell you what to say to him. Then I'll stay here and jump the boss while you go phone. Listen close and be sure you don't crab the deal. Here's what you do. Go to the nearest phone booth.
City room, Gunnigan speaking.
Hey, look, mister. If I was to tell you where the Hornet got one of your reporters tied up, what would it be worth to you?
Wait. Wait a minute. You say one of our reporters is being held somewhere?
Yeah, you heard me right. He's being held by the Green Hornet. You know that mug that wears a mask.
Sure, right? Sure, I know. Get to the point, will you?
No, on you up at me like that, bud, or I'll hang up on you, see?
Hold on. I'll listen. Go ahead.
Now, look, this is on the level, see? If cops is brought in, then we're out. So no cops. Get a lot of dough together and send just one guy with it down to 2nd and Water Streets. Have him walk along Water Street in half an hour. We'll be in a car and pick him up if he's alone. And don't send no checks. We want cash. Get it? So long.
Wait. Holy Moses. The Hornet's got Lowry. I better tell Reed right away. If you'll let me, I'll call the cops and I'll go down to Water Street myself. And...
this person phoned and said Lowry's being held by the Green Hornet, huh?
Yeah, Chief. I'll call the cops like you said, and then I'll go down there and meet them and see what happened.
All right, Gunnigan, but be careful. Be sure the police are nearby before you approach them, if they are waiting as they said they would. Let me know what happens. I'll be very anxious to know.
Britt Reed went to his apartment where Cato, his faithful Filipino valet, and the only person knowing his identity as the Green Hornet, was waiting.
Get the mask and gas gun, Cato. We have a job to do in a hurry.
Black Beauty ready, Mr. Britt.
Good. Lowry's in danger of some kind. It's up to the Green Hornet to find out what the whole thing is all about. Let's go, Cato. Get out of here, Cato. Gunnigan was going to call the police, but I want to get those men in the car before the police do. I'll be able to force them to lead me to Lowry.
What do you want me to do, Mr. Britt?
Drive out the river road about a quarter of a mile and wait there.
Yes, sir.
Things work out, I'll meet you there shortly. Get going, Cato.
Meantime, Slick and Jitters sat waiting in their parked car on 2nd Street, just around the corner from Water Street. From this point, they could watch for the man they expected without being seen.
Well, I socked the boss, tied him up, and slapped that mask on his mug. Now, after we get the dough, we'll take the guy from the Sentinel office up the river road a bit. Tell him where to find them two dopes and then throw him out.
Yeah, by the time he gets to walk to a phone, we'll be miles away. You're smart, Slick.
Hey, look, look. Somebody walking alone on the other side of Water Street. Do you see him? Now, we'll start the car and cruise over that way. Keep your rod handy, Jitters. You might try to pull a fast one. Oh, wait a minute. I got the radio turned to police shortwave. Let's listen just in case.
Attention all cars. Attention all cars. Squad cars 13-2 and 13-3 have been dispatched to 2nd and Water Streets. All other squad cars in vicinity proceed to that neighborhood. Look for kidnappers of Sentinel Reporter. Look for kidnappers of Sentinel Reporter. Said to be working with Green Hornet. That is all.
Hey, that guy the newspapers called the cops. It's a trap. Must have missed the first broadcast.
Let's get out of here, quick.
Hey, what the...
Get the going, quick. The police are waiting out there on Water Street for you.
Look, he's masked. Green Hornet himself.
Get going, I said. They're after me, too.
Hey, let's go, Jitters. Hey, why are you so interested?
Questions can wait. Get going.
The cops. They spotted us, Slick.
Hurry, speed up and run out over the river road. You've got to lose them.
Hey, why are you helping us get away, Hornet?
I heard the police broadcast. Your mugs blame me for holding a Sentinel reporter. Might as well get in on the deal.
Oh, so that's it, huh? Well, now that the cops are tailing us, it won't be no deal.
We'll make some sort of a deal at that. First of all, we've got to put distance between us and those police cars. Now step on it.
But why are we stopping here? Whose car is that on the side of the road?
My car. It's faster than yours. Hurry, get out and run to my car, and we'll leave yours here. Get in, both of you.
Hey, who's the guy with the goggles behind
you? Working with me. Come on, get in. All right, get going.
Hey, the cops are still trailing us.
Never mind that. Now tell me where that reporter's being held. I want to meet the lug who's posing as me.
Hey, he's holding a gun on us, Slick. We better tell him.
So you want to meet the guy who's posing as you, huh? Well, that might not be a bad idea, but what about us?
You're working with him, aren't you?
Ah, so maybe you figure on double-crossing us, too. Oh, look, Hornet, I ain't afraid of you. In fact, I'm...
Are you going to tell me or...
Oh, my arm. I'll tell.
Gee,
I'll tell.
He means business. Tell him, Slick.
Come on, talk.
It's on Water Street. I'll show you the way, honest. I'll show you.
Yeah, we'll show you, Hornet.
All right. You better lead us to the right place or else. Step on it. Back to Water Street.
In the meantime, back in the hideout, the man known as the boss, whom Slick had waylaid and tied up, regained consciousness. After much struggling, he succeeded in loosening his bonds. Getting to his feet, he was about to remove the mask when Slick had put over his face when he saw Lowry looking at him.
Yeah, maybe this mask isn't such a bad gag after all.
Hey, who do you think you are, the Hornet?
Maybe I am at that, but you won't know for sure. Those other two punks won't dare do any squealing. But if you got away, you might. So there's going to be a certain duty for me to perform.
Hey, what do you mean?
You, my friend, are in the way.
Gun, huh? Yeah, what a man you are. With me all tied up like this.
Perhaps you'd rather die standing on your feet. All right. I'll loosen the cord on your feet. There.
There!
Oh, show you. So that's your trick, huh? Kicking the gun out of my hand. Now, I'll get my gun. This time I'll use it.
Hold it, Lug.
The Green Hornet.
Get you covered, Keller. Now come on in here, you two.
So, Jitters and Slick, you've been dealing with this sneak and turned against me, huh?
No, you got it wrong, boss. He's been dealing with us.
No, honest, boss, we have.
I'll show you two.
No, no, you don't. Now you can take it.
No, no. Yes.
Watch
yes,
out, gun. Watch out.
Rush him, Jitters, before he gets up, too.
This is for you, Slick.
No.
Gee, I give up. I ain't wanting any of that stuff.
Take it, Keller. The police, they heard the shot. Good thing they followed us here, Cato.
Yes, Mr. Britt.
And there's Lowry safe. They'll get him, all right. Come on, let's get going.
What in heaven's name is all this?
Look, Lowry, Harley Crow.
Oh, what happened?
You tell us, Lowry. What did happen?
Hey, here's the guy with the mask on.
The Green Hornet. Sage preservers. And me standing near to him.
That ain't the Hornet. He don't wear a mask like that.
Take it off, Cassidy.
Yeah, sure. Take a look.
Hey, that's the foreman from the Buxton plant.
The foreman?
Yeah. And those other two are in with him.
In on what, Lowry?
Sarge, you're looking at the men who have been selling dope in the plant. That foreman, Kane, was a leader of the bunch.
Glory be. Lowry, you're a hero or something. Wait till Reed hears about this. How did you knock them all out with your hands tied like that?
You dimwit. Can't you see they've been gassed? The Green Hornet was one of them, too.
Say, he must have been at that.
Sure, listen to that. It's him, all right. The head dope peddler of them all. The Green Hornet himself.
Copyrighted dramas originate in the studios of WXYZ Detroit. All characters, names, places, and incidents are fictitious.